Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Sisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Sisco. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haller. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Haller steals second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Pagan moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Moran moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crane Pool. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Pagan steals second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. McCovey reaches third base with a triple. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haller strikes out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haller moves to third. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haller scores. Amalfitano moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Giants. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Coleman to Hunt covering second. The throw back to home, and Amalfitano is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Brohite now playing second base. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keene. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harkness hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Coleman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Giants. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohite hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pagan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bernard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing second base. Joey Amalfitano now playing third base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Al Moran. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Charlie Neal now playing shortstop. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernard fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrait is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrait hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Larry Bernerth. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.